Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Trouble in the hard way, got a head-on collision. Lashing in my guts, battle cold in the crossfire. I don't understand, but there's one thing I know for sure. I don't give a damn for the same old plate I see. I don't give a damn for just seeing between. Honey, I want the heart, I want the soul.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi. This is, I'm filling in for Andrew McKay right here on Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3. 39 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 52 today, maybe 53, somewhere right around there. Depends on where you are. And that's going to be it. So it's not going to be very warm. It's going to be a chilly day today, but it will be clear. No rain and thunderstorms like it has been. And then it'll start to warm up. Tomorrow will be a little bit warmer. Still be cold tomorrow, but then Thursday will start to warm up. And then be in the 70s by this weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. So for St. Patrick's Day, a new report ranked every state by how lucky they are. This report was based on, it came up with different system, like a different way to assess if things are lucky. For example, luck isn't just about scratch-offs, like winning the lottery. It's shaped by financial stability, personal safety, day-to-day quality of life. That's the way they looked at it. So it does say, okay, if people win like lotteries, like win the jackpot, okay, that'll help out. But they're also looking at, are you lucky because you don't have as many natural disasters where you live? Are you lucky because there's people with higher credit scores where you live? Things like that. So they looked at all kinds of different things. So with that, New Hampshire ended up being the luckiest state. They had the highest overall score because they look at lottery wins, average credit score. Apparently, average credit score for people in New Hampshire, 727. Accident deaths per 100,000 people, 100,000. Oh, and they did also include the Irish population in New Hampshire has 20% of their population is Irish. So that helped out a little bit there too. So, yeah. So where does Florida fall on the list? Well, first of all, so it was the top five is New Hampshire, Iowa, Minnesota is the top three. And looks like Pennsylvania, number four, and then Massachusetts, number five. So it was almost kind of like all the north and northeast areas. Florida, we came in 47th. Yeah, we're like the third least lucky state, the most unlucky state. The reason is because of accident deaths, obviously natural disasters, and divorce rates. Oh, okay. Didn't think about that. So, yeah, they look at divorce rates as a reason for being lower on the list. So the worst was Texas, followed by California, then Mississippi, and then us, Florida, and then Alabama. So we're all just down there on the list. That's what it comes down to it. Oh, well. Oh, shucky darn. We're not a lucky state, apparently. But you know what? All those lucky states, like most of the lucky states, when you look at the map and it's color-coded, it's all like the north. It's all above the Mason-Dixon line. Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Vermont. No, thank you. They have this thing called snow. And so a lot of snow. Also a lot of very restrictive policies, very expensive housing, very expensive property taxes, expensive state income tax. That doesn't sound very lucky to me, but I guess it's based on their criteria, those are lucky states. Senator Marco Rubio, you're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. He's now Secretary Marco Rubio. He was weighing in on radical Islam. He had an interview on Fox News yesterday and was weighing in on radical Islam and what's going on in Iran and with regimes like those that we're really trying to take down at this point. I'm going to share this little clip of this audio for you. But first, let's get traffic on the fives. John Pickens right here on News Radio 92.3. John?
That's right. No accidents or delays to report to you. I-10, I-110, everything is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Nice. That worked out pretty good. All right, let's go ahead and play this clip from Marco Rubio as it pertains to radical Islam. And in the underlying message here, you have to understand is why we're doing what we're doing in Iran. All right, let's go ahead and play this clip.
Ultimately, all radical Islamic movements in the world identify the West writ large, but the United States in particular, as the greatest evil on the earth. And every chance to have the notion that somehow radical Islam would be comfortable with simply controlling some province in Iraq or Syria is just not borne out by history. Radical Islam has shown that their desire is not simply to occupy one part of the world and be happy with their own little caliphate. They want to expand. It's revolutionary in its nature. It seeks to expand and control more territories and more people. And radical Islam has designs openly on the West, on the United States, on Europe. We've seen that progress there as well. And they are prepared to conduct acts of terrorism. In the case of Iran, nation state actions, assassinations, murders, you name it, whatever it takes for them to gain their influence and ultimately their domination of different cultures and societies. That's a clear and imminent threat to the world and to the broader West, but especially to the United States, who they identify as the chief source of evil on the planet. Okay, the reason why they hate the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the leadership of the UAE, of Bahrain, is because they've allowed the United States to partner with them. That's why they hate them. They consider them infidels for it. They hate Israel, but they also hate America, and they hate anywhere in the world that we have influence. They seek to attack it, including here in the homeland. If you look at the domestic terrorists, at the attacks that have happened here domestically, the overwhelming majority of them have been inspired by radical Islamic viewpoints. And that includes the shooting in the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. That includes the Saudi pilot in Pensacola, my home state, two attacks.
There you go. So he basically is like, look, radical Islam has designs openly on the West, particularly or especially against the United States. So they're not satisfied with just kind of doing their own little thing where they're at and just staying there. They do want to expand. We're talking about radical Islam. And so they're not going to be happy to sit by. So back when Secretary Rubio was Senator Rubio, I used to interview him a lot. And we'd meet, especially when he was running for president. I was in Iowa, and so I often met with presidential candidates, and he was one of them. And mainly because we ended up getting along in a lot of ways, so we would talk a lot. But one area we disagreed with a lot was when it came to foreign policy. And we would have a lot of off-air conversations about that. And how I would basically like, I'm more of a lack of interventionist. I'm like, it's national defense. Let's build up our defense. Let's have the most powerful defense ever, but let's be defense. I think we're too proactive sometimes. And so we were talking about this, and I'll never forget one time when he shared something with me, and he said he shared a lot of my similar views before he got to Washington, D.C. But since he's been in Washington, D.C., he's always been on the Intelligence Committee. And he said, so he gets daily briefings of essentially daily threats to the United States. And he said, by being privy to those briefings has changed his perspective a little bit. And he said, and I bet if you could see some of the daily threats against the United States, you might think differently as well. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to argue with that. That's probably very true. And I remember even thinking when he said that, it made me recall President Obama. Before he got in office, he was all about non-intervention. And then when he got in office, all of a sudden drone attacks and all this other stuff. And so when he shared his thing, I thought, you know, he's probably right. There's probably some very real threats that to me is just like, it looks like it's on paper, but he sees the intelligence reports and it's not just on paper. They're very real threats against the United States. This comment here about radical Islam, their desire to attack the United States constantly reminded me of that conversation with him. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. It's 819. It's about 39 degrees here in the Pensacola area. It's going to be cold today. And so we will, it's going to be chilly. I'm only a high about 50 or 52 degrees. The USS Nimitz, so speaking of military actions, USS Nimitz service life has been extended. It was supposed to be, it was supposed to shut down this year, but the U.S. Navy tries to maintain about 11 operational carriers at a time, and the USS John F. Kennedy has faced construction delays. So because of that, they're going to continue the USS Nimitz to stay operational until 2027. That way we maintain all 11 operational carriers. So the... it's anyway, so I want to update. By the way, USS Nimitz entered service in 1975, making it nearly 50 years old. Pretty cool. Also, China's nuclear submarines. U.S. Navy officials are warning that China's newest nuclear submarines could eventually threaten much larger parts of the United States than previously thought. They're expanding their sea-based nuclear deterrent. Their next-generation missiles may reach 9,000 miles or more. So submarines could launch from waters closer to China instead of crossing the Pacific in order to attack us if they wanted. Pentagon sees this as part of China's strategy to build a nuclear parity with the United States. And, of course, the United States, we already have missiles, bombers, and submarines. Strategic analysts say that submarine-based weapons are definitely the hardest to defend against. So U.S. Navy warning us against that. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we're going to get an update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. And I've got a story pertaining to truck drivers. And we already have about a 60 to 80,000 driver shortage of truck drivers in the United States. And it could get worse. I'll share with you why coming up here next on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip during the Subaru A Lot to Love event with a new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther, and combined with Subaru's capable standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected terrain with ease. Paved roads, gravel roads, just about any road. They're no match for the new Subaru hybrids. Get your Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid or the Subaru Forester Hybrid during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Driving ranges based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy and a full tank of fuel. Actual mileage and range may vary.
You know, one of the reasons I really like Christina Leavenworth, I mean, I've known her for forever, ever since she was in the news, and then she started a family and did a couple of things, and then eventually got into real estate. And, you know, those of us who knew her thought, well, I mean, if anybody can do it, you can do it. I mean, no, none of us had any idea she would be so successful at it, because you never know when people start real estate. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, okay? But one of the things I love about her is she is just devoted to excellence. She always wants to learn. She understands people and their needs. Kind of goes back to her news days of asking questions and learning. And when it comes to real estate, she is passionate about being the best. So when they come across a new scenario, like how do you deal with an estate sale? Because, you know, the offspring, the inheritors may not always agree. How do you deal with a divorce? That's a complicated situation. You know, you got two people selling a thing and don't agree about anything. How do you make that work? So her approach to that is, well, let's learn. Let's get trained. Let's develop expertise so we can become a resource like that. And the next time somebody asks, we can say, absolutely, we know how to do that. That is true across the board. She is a super nerd about real estate. And I mean that as a huge compliment. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 786-3996.
Healing can start with a single seed.
A single space.
A single act of kindness.
I'm Lieutenant Kilgan with Escambia County Sheriff's Office. For over 20 years in Pensacola law enforcement, I've seen heartbreaking child abuse cases.
Gulf Coast Kids House provides therapy to help these children recover.
That's why Leadership Pensacola's Class of 2026 is assisting Gulf Coast Kids House in creating a healing garden to support their therapists.
Your support today helps plant seeds of healing for tomorrow.
Visit PensacolaChamber.com to donate to the LEAP Class Project.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Good morning news with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. We've got one accident right now on the books. Let's see here. It's at Highway 29 and just north of Airport Boulevard. We've got roadblock associated with that. It really literally just happened. So we'll get you more information on that one. But other than that, things are rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you very much. Let's get an update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. Steve.
Well, good morning. President Trump is taking aim at the UK for what he sees as a lack of support for the ongoing Iran war. Speaking from the White House yesterday, Trump included the UK in countries he says are not helping to secure the Strait of Hormuz against Iranian aggression. Trump says the U.S. has helped the U.K. for decades in times of war and is our oldest ally. Well, severe weather is likely to result in travel disruptions again today, as more than 90 million people remain under some type of weather alert across the eastern half of the country. At last check, FlightAware is reporting, not like yesterday, just about 900 flights already canceled for today. In addition to the weather posing a problem, unpaid TSA agents have been manning increasingly slow security checkpoints as the partial government shutdown continues. And those who left Cuba want permission to go back to Cuba. Some groups of exiles are planning to rally on Saturday in Miami for the right to return to Cuba. They also want the Trump administration to allow a ship full of relief supplies to make its way to Cuba. And that is what is happening.
Thank you very much, Steve. So we've got about 60 to 80,000 truck driver shortage in the United States. And roughly 70%. Trucks move more than 70% of freight in the United States. It's a very key component to our infrastructure of getting products to you and me, to consumers. However, a new federal rule could force as many as 200,000 immigrant truck drivers out of the United States. This new rule will have them lose their CDL driver's license when they expire. It's not going to just, boom, get rid of it right away. But as their driver's license expires, they will lose their CDL. This will affect immigrants with statuses such as asylum seekers, refugees, and even DACA recipients. DACA being the deferred action. So this is DACA was the kids who were basically brought here by their parents, by illegal parents, and then they were raised here. And so there has been actions to allow them to be able to stay because, like, this is their home. This is their country. Well, they would lose their driver's license. This could affect up to 200,000 drivers. Immigrant drivers make up roughly 5% of commercial truck licenses in the United States. Now, this rule follows several high-profile crashes involving foreign-born drivers. And so critics say there's no evidence immigrant drivers are less safe than others. But still, this is the rule that's going into effect right now. I brought up before that I really like PSC's driver program that they have trucks to be able to teach CDL licensing to students. I've loved it ever since they started it. I feel like it's a fantastic program, and I'm glad that we have that here, because that is a place where, as I said, we already have job openings, and now there's going to be even more job openings as this starts to unroll. And one thing that's nice about it is that usually they're pretty good paying jobs and stuff too. Now, yes, I know there's automatic driving vehicles that are starting to pop up all over the place now too. That's going to take a long time before that can actually fill the jobs that are missing in that industry. If it's not like they're going to take it completely. I think there's a lot of people who just distrust, you know, automatic driving vehicles enough that it wouldn't be a big thing that would grow. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of an interesting one as well. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I saw this story here that kind of surprised me. Generation Z men, nearly a third of them believe that women should always obey their husband. Yeah, almost a third of Generation Z men. Now, this was taken in 29 different countries, not just the United States. Baby boomers, only 13% think the same thing.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Tuning up for New York City's St. Patrick's Day parade and the White House visit with Ireland's prime minister, bringing the traditional bowl of shamrocks and hopes for world peace. As Israel's military takes out the two top Iran hardliners responsible for killing thousands of protesters.
Ali Larijani, a top Iranian official, is dead, according to Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz. Larijani was seen as the de facto leader of Iran in the aftermath of those opening strikes in Operation Epic Fury.
Fox's Trey Yank says Israel's military confirms the top besieged commander and 12 of its leaders were killed in another strike. Rising oil prices fueling inflation concerns at the Fed meeting. President Trump's Save America Act gets its first test vote in the Senate today. To show citizenship and voter ID needs just a simple majority. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning and happy St. Patrick's Day. It's 8:31 right now, 37 degrees and sunny. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. Escambia County deputies arrested two suspects after a dramatic chase involving a stolen vehicle from Port St. Lucie. Last Thursday, a license plate reader alerted deputies to a white Nissan Versa reportedly stolen the day before, traveling on Olive Road. When a deputy tried to pull it over, the driver sped off, leading to a pursuit along Burgess Road. An attempted pit maneuver failed. The car veered into a dead end, Bourne Drive, crashing through a backyard, striking a playhouse, and then stopping in the woods. The driver, 29-year-old Michael Andre Peavy Jr., and the passenger, 22-year-old Lillian McDaniel, were taken into custody without further incident. A search of the car found a loaded stolen handgun also some drug paraphernalia was found in that car. Looks like another beach is getting a facelift in the area. Chris Brand says it's erosion repair.
Nearly $10 million beach restoration project is going to get underway in West Destin next week. The Okaloosa County project will help with erosion caused by Hurricane Sally in 2020. Over 150,000 cubic yards of sand will be dredged. The project stretches from the jetty to the east side of South Bay by the Gulf Condos. The dredging starts on March 23rd, with the actual pumping and renourishing of the beach happening in April. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
You may have noticed airports across America are seeing longer wait times and fewer TSA workers. A partial government shutdown has pushed at least 300 TSA agents to quit their jobs. That's according to reports.
You have the TSA folks that aren't getting paid.
Pensacola International Airport Director Matt Coughlin. This is the third time in nearly 6 months agents are expected to work without a paycheck. Well, yesterday, the wait time for the TSA at Pensacola International Airport was just under 30 minutes. Unlike other locations, TSA at Pensacola International is fully staffed.
I think it's a sense of community they live in, and they feel dedicated to their job and their mission, and they do a great job.
Checking the departures at Pensacola International, I see one cancellation right now and five delays. For arrivals, four delays, and there are two cancellations on the board. Check with the airline before you head to the airport. Let's check our forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Chilly start to your day today with temperatures warming up this afternoon near 55 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 37. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 59. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 44. Heading into Thursday, sunny skies, high near 68 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 53. Second Active Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check it with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're still dealing with the accident that happened on Highway 29 right around Airport Boulevard. I'm seeing traffic in all directions. Is really, really slowing down right now as they try to get that accident out of the way. Other than that, everything else is looking good. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks, John. Right now, 37 degrees in Pensacola. It's warming up a bit. 38 in Gulf Breeze and 35 in Milton at 8:35. And now let's check out what's happening on Wall Street. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. Pump prices in Florida increased 27 cents over the past week and has grown 82 cents since the ongoing conflict with Iran began. AAA reports the average gallon of gas in Florida is $3.72 from a low of $3.40 in Okaloosa County. And also the highest in Florida is $4.02 in Monroe County, which includes the Keys. The state average is $2.89. When the U.S. and Israel began the attacks targeting the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the senior leadership there, that was the price then. But Escambia and Santa Rosa counties right now seem to have an average of $3.55 a gallon. At the opening bell, the Dow Jones average was... let's see if we can find it here on this computer screen. Yes, it is up 435 points at 47,382. S&P 500 is up 47.03, 6,746. NASDAQ is up 136 points at 22,510. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
If you need any kind of video production work done, let me put a name in your head, Pelican Drones. Now, I know you're probably thinking, okay, I get it. They do aerial photography. If I've got a subdivision I'm trying to develop and market, or a house that I want an aerial tour of the outside so that if ever there's a storm and I have damage, I know what to show. Or if I'm trying to do a fly-through of my restaurant or something like that. And that's all exactly right. That's true. But what if it's on the ground? What if it's a meeting you want to record, or a speech, or a presentation, or a training video, or just something that's ground-based in any other way? They do that too. It's not only in the air. I know the name can make you think that, but if it's video production, photography, that kind of stuff, they're fantastic at it. They'll produce your ad or your showing or your demo for whatever length the platform needs. You own the material in the end, so you can do with it whatever you want. And they work with huge clients and tiny clients. You know, they'll work with Visit Alabama, Portofino, FDOT, FPL, Innisfree, and, you know, your neighbor Cheryl. Okay? You can buy their services by the hour, by the half day, by the day, whatever the case may be. Pelican Drones, pelicandrones.com.
Hey, this is Sean with HQ Barbecue and Hot Pond in Pensacola.
Hey, this is Chad Brillante, Communications Director at Career Source Escarosa.
Hi, I'm Darren Costello, owner of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheeses.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
When our commercials air, we notice an increase in foot traffic, successfully reaching our desired demographic.
And when it comes to reaching job seekers and employers in our community, we look to ADX Communications for digital and radio advertising. Keep up the great work.
I enjoy working with such a great team with the radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and results-driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's.
Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Sky, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Sky, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When the news gets complicated, you don't need more volume. You need better questions.
Better questions.
Hugh Hewitt sits down with lawmakers, legal experts, journalists, and insiders, and actually lets them talk.
Lets them talk.
Long-form interviews, real context, and time to understand what's really happening behind the headline. Hugh Hewitt. Weekdays 2 to 4 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local. Dependable.
Dependable.
News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew this week as he is off. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. What is this? Why can't they use trains instead of trucks? Well, trains, we don't have the train infrastructure. I mean, trains, we don't have the tracks to get everywhere where trucks need to go. That's a big reason. And even if we do have trains, it's still, they get to the depots or whatever, and then we need the trucks to, you know, to get them to the stores and things like that. So, and we do a lot of freight through train, but 70% of freight is still moved via trucks. It's a lot faster. It's more efficient to get it directly to the place and stuff like that. So, what else we got to text here? Self-driving vehicles can't react to emergencies like humans can. On the other hand, I've seen some people totally freeze. Well, actually, when you talk about self-driving vehicles can't react to emergencies, it's hit or miss. The technology with self-driving vehicles is supposed to actually be more accurate than human reaction because they have sensors and lasers and things like this that can actually see like down the road way further than what we can see. They can see like underneath the vehicles in front of them, and they can see when a vehicle's braking, the AI of the self-driving vehicle is supposed to brake immediately instead of waiting for the vehicle in front of them to brake. It already sees the vehicle, two, three, four vehicles at front, the braking, and so it starts to brake that way. The situation that has occurred with self-driving vehicles is they actually do have quicker reaction than humans do. The problem is if the sensors get disrupted. And they've seen situations where right after a rain, and if it's like the sun comes out and the road is shiny and, you know, reflective, then it won't be able to see, the sensors aren't able to work as well. And there's been situations like over hills where it's going over a hill and it can't see. Well, even humans can't see that, you know. So there's multiple different scenarios and situations that can still create a problem with sensors. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We're supposed to do our frivolous topic. We didn't do the frivolous music.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
There we go.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. So with it being St. Patrick's Day, I'm just going to ask you a simple one. What is a good St. Patrick's Day movie to watch? There was a website that gave a list of recommendations. This is theirishstar.com. Here's some recommendations, and maybe you agree with them, maybe you disagree, maybe you got some other recommendations for a good St. Patrick's Day movie. Here's their recommendations. Belfast. I don't think I've heard of it. The Departed. Oh, yeah, I know that one. Leap Year. The Banshees of Inisherin. Irish Wish. Gangs of New York. Darby O'Gill and the Little People. That's a 1959 movie. Leprechaun, the horror film from 1993. The Luck of the Irish and the Boondock Saints. So what do you think would be a good... What is a good St. Patrick's Day film to watch? 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. While you are thinking about your responses and texting those in at 850-437-1620, let me cover a couple of other stories here for you. So the very first humanoid robot has been arrested. And I put that in air quotes because it's kind of a joke. So the incident happened in Macau. Is a street near a residential complex. There was a 70-year-old woman who was looking at her phone when she got startled by a humanoid robot that was standing behind her. Yeah. And so she, next thing you know, somebody's recording what's going on as she is yelling at this robot and pointing her finger at it. At one point, the robot raises his hands like, hey, 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 chill out, chill out. The robot raises his hands as she's yelling at it. Police officers eventually arrive and they escorted the robot away from the scene, which is why the joke is coming about that, the very first humanoid robot has been arrested because the police escorted it away. I don't know if it's really being arrested, but turns out this humanoid robot is a robot that is a Unitree G1 humanoid model introduced in 2024, sells for $13,500. It was actually part of it belonged to a local education center. It was being used to promote activities in the area. And then, of course, this whole ordeal happened and stuff. So police ended up warning the operators that they need to be more self-conscious about what their robot is doing and stuff like that. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So let's go to our text line. What is a good St. Patrick's Day movie to watch? Ah, here's one. The Fugitive. The Fugitive. Yep, got one since the Boondock Saints. That was one of the recommendations. I haven't seen the Boondock Saints in forever. That'd be a good one to watch again in general. The Quiet Man with John Wayne. All right. Actually got a few people have sent that one in. The Quiet Man with John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. And then, yes, Gangs of New York. Bill Butcher, great portrayal by Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah, that's a good one. I can't think of like other Irish movies. Like those sound like the good ones. Yeah, another one from the Quiet Man from John Wayne, Maureen O'Hara. Gangs of New York, that's definitely an Irish one I know of. And then, yeah, Boondock Saints was the other one that I was thinking of. There was that comedy Leap Year. I think I did see it forever ago, but obviously it didn't stick with me. John, do you have any recommendations? Any thoughts for a good movie for?
My mind is going blank. I can only think of like Rudy or something, but you know.
All right, Rudy, that'd be a good one. Yeah. I'd go with Rudy. Notre Dame.
That's about as far as I go.
Yeah, that's not too shabby. It'd be good. Yeah. I like it. So, yeah, there you go. Boondock Saints. Did we skip Traffic on the Fives, by the way? We probably need to get Traffic on the Fives.
Yeah, but the good news is we've got no accidents or delays to let you know about. Everything's flowing smoothly.
Good. Okay.
John Pickens with your Traffic on the Eights.
Traffic on the Eights. Yeah, exactly. My bad. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. We actually have some audio we want to play with for you here from J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is now being being in charge of the anti-fraud task force. I was going to call it the fraud task force, but he's in charge of the anti-fraud tax force. Let's see what he has to say about taking that over. All right, never mind. We got to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will play the audio from J.D. Vance where he shares his thoughts of taking over the anti-fraud task force. That'll be next right here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armand Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armand Advisors is charting a better course.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So we were talking about J.D. Vance has taken over the task force, the anti-fraud task force. And so we were talking about that, and here's him actually weighing in on what that means and the importance of the task force.
It's a very important whole of government approach to tackle the fraud problem. And let me just tell one story. One of the things that even before this executive order was signed that we were able to stop under the president's leadership is we saw evidence that in Minneapolis, there were Somalis, primarily illegal immigrants, who were defrauding a Medicaid program that was meant to go to autistic children. So they were taking children who were supposed to get benefits, and they were claiming that their kids were actually autistic, even though they weren't. And what did this mean? This meant two things. Number one, you had a lot of people getting rich off of the fraud while American citizens got poor. And the second thing that it meant is that you had autistic kids in Minneapolis, in suburban Minneapolis, who weren't getting benefits they needed because Somali fraudsters were literally stealing out of their pocket. It's got to stop. And unfortunately, that kind of fraud is one example of probably hundreds just within the state of Minneapolis. And then it's repeated and replayed all over the United States of America. When we first started talking about this problem, the president made it very clear he wanted us to take the fraud problem seriously because nobody had until he was president. We started to figure out one big hole that existed is that the agencies of the government weren't actually talking to each other. So Treasury would have evidence of financial fraud, but wasn't talking to the Department of Justice about it. Health and Human Services had evidence of Medicaid fraud, but wasn't talking to the Department of Treasury about it. So what this executive order does is force the entire apparatus of the federal government to do two things. Stop the fraud on the American taxpayer and make sure that the benefits that ought by right go to American citizens go to American citizens and not to fraudsters.
Yeah, that's the that has actually been a problem even on local government levels all the way up to national government levels where the different departments don't talk to one another. So this one department discovers fraud, but they don't talk to this department about it. And then that department discovers fraud. They don't talk to this department about it. So it's not that we don't know the fraud's going on. It's just they don't know how to handle it. The wrong departments are discovering it and things like that, and they have no way to talk to each other. Then here's Stephen Miller on just an example of some of the fraud dollars that they've discovered already with just the start of the task force. Oh, you don't have it ready? All right. Never mind. So, all right, we're just going to sit here then. I'm just kidding. Instead, I've got some good news stories to share with you that I've been wanting to do. The nation's first dementia village will be opening soon in Madison, Wisconsin. It's a small village that will that is expected to have about 65 full-time residents. The idea is that people with dementia can live freely, safely, and joyfully and get out of the overly scheduled routines of nursing homes. So instead of living in clinical hallways, they can walk to the garden, go to the cafe, or a theater. The hope is that this model will inspire Americans to rethink about memory care. So it's very much a pilot program, per se, of trying to determine a new way of taking care of dementia patients. So this new dementia village, kind of a cool thing. I'll share another one for you here in a minute, but first let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's
last
right.
Traffic update.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. I-10, I-110, 90, 98, Highway 29 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. A quick-thinking school bus driver became an unexpected hero the other day in Georgia. Marlene Davis was driving her normal route when she spotted a house fire. She decided to stop the bus and started ringing the doorbell. Turns out there was a family inside sleeping. Because of her, everyone is safe. She went right back on to her bus and continued on her route, but a hero nonetheless. A 14-year-old named Jude Baker was diagnosed with a rare cancer a few years ago. When he was asked what he wanted for his Make-A-Wish gift, he said he just wanted to help others. A coordinator for Make-A-Wish said his only wish is to give back to his community. That's not a wish we even tell kids is an option. Usually we tell kids you can go somewhere, you can meet someone, but Jude came up with the idea on his own, and he never had a backup wish. So Make-A-Wish collected and handed out sleeping bags, backpacks full of supplies, and hot food for homeless people in the area. It's a wonderful and selfless act. And so with that, to make things better, a local company saw his generosity and started a GoFundMe for his family, and now has now raised over $40,000 so Jude and his family can have a joyful adventure they deserve after such a difficult journey. So pretty cool story right there of kid doing some good. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. So a couple of the, here's an interesting story. A scientist has created a beer vaccine. Okay, it's not really a beer vaccine. Well, kind of is a beer vaccine. What it is this is part of the group that is trying to DIY or do biohacking, where they're trying to figure out how they can just live longer. And a lot of it is DIY innovations. So in this particular case, this experiment focused on the BK virus, which can affect kidney transplant patients. The idea is that yeast and beer could produce vaccine proteins. The scientist argues that biotechnology could allow DIY medical innovations. Critics say this approach bypasses safety testing, regulatory oversight. Vaccines normally require years of clinical trials. Public health experts warn DIY medicine could create serious risks. Yeah, you think? The story highlights growing tension between biohackers and government regulators. Yeah, that's making your own vaccine. In this case, using beer to do so. Very interesting. Now, speaking of immunity, dogs could help your immune system, according to scientists. That's right. We know they give unconditional love and they're man's best friend. But according to the scientists, they might also help your immune system. The way that they would do this is they studied the air around dogs, just the air. And what they found was that they have tiny bursts of pollen, fungi, and bacteria and plant debris in the air every time they scratch. Larger dogs can release up to 4 times microbes than humans. And what they found is if children are exposed to these microbes at a young age, then it creates a diverse environmental microbial stimuli that helps prevent them from having allergy problems later in life. So in other words, making sure your child is exposed to diverse environmental microbial stimuli will help them build stronger immune systems. So therefore, yes, according to scientists, dogs can help us build stronger immune systems. Weird. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call tomorrow right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.